This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, week two in the NFL. Kicks off tonight, and you got yourself a pretty good game. Jaden Daniels and the 1-0 Washington Commanders against Jordan Love and the 1-0 Green Bay Packers. 8:15 kickoff. Packers are 3.5-point home favorites.
Okay, so short turnaround for Washington. Jaden Daniels is going to play. He was on the injury report this week. I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah.
But I'd add that to the list. All right, real quick. Who do you think wins the game?
Packers.
Who do you think the Packers cover the 3.5? Yes. I think the quick turnaround for Washington is not ideal. I bet the Packers win pretty handily.
Do you have a anytime touchdown you like out there?
Mm.
Josh Jacobs, he has like a streak of like 9 straight games.
Well, he probably does score, but what he's got to be minus.
No, I'm just saying for us. I'm not saying to bet it. I'm just predicting a touchdown here. I would say Jacobs probably gets in there.
It's a good one. Bill Kroski Merritt on the other side? Maybe he scored last week.
ESPN still being very disrespectful. They got him listed as Ja'Cory.
Yeah, they don't have his name right.
Bill.
Now, how long did
Josh
it take?
Josh Jacobs is minus 200 tonight.
Oh,
Tucker
wow.
Tucker Kraft is second at plus 195.
What's Bill at?
Plus 165?
Sprinkle.
Yeah.
Good odds there.
What's Eckler at if you got it in front of you? I don't hate Eckler either.
Hmm.
Plus 250.
Jaden Daniels run one in, though?
Oh, good
I'd
call.
That.
Yeah, good call.
I'd rather that.
All right, but I think the Packers, it's a fun game,
Packers,
though.
Commanders, two likely playoff teams.
Another year two quarterback with Jaden Daniels in a primetime game, and we got Parsons for Green Bay, but I'd expect the Packers to win comfortably.
Pretty good.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want
grab bag.
You can't handle them.
Grab bag.
All right, I thought this was of note, Jones, as Boston Bruins rookie camp is underway. The season's really just around the corner for the Bees.
Okay.
I was looking at this courtesy of betonline.ag.
Yep.
A lot of odds. So take it for what you want, but it's basically how they feel about the upcoming season. There are three teams that are favored to miss the playoffs this year.
There's only three in the whole sport?
No. That were favored to make it last year.
Oh, there you go. Okay, I was going to say. I was like, that's wild.
Can I finish?
Yeah, sorry.
Can I finish?
Sorry.
So basically, last year at this time, there's three of these teams they thought were going to make it last year, and then this year they now think are not going to make it. One of those teams is the Boston Bruins. To the point where the Bruins making the playoffs, a yes bet on Bruins simply make the playoffs, wild card team, wild card two, win the division, whatever. Plus 325.
Ooh.
Miss the playoffs, minus 450. So if you play it out.
Wow.
The odds indicate that the Bruins have just under an 82% chance or likelihood of not making the playoffs.
Minus 450 to miss the playoffs?
Isn't that wild?
That's crazy.
I am very proud and pleased.
Because this team,
one more time. Plus 360 to make it.
No. Plus 325 to miss. Yes.
No,
minus 450, no.
Okay, it's 325. I'm sorry. I thought you said 360. So, sucker's better buying opportunity.
Well, I would think, if anything, yeah, you do like a couple of bucks on them making the playoffs, because it's hockey. Half the teams make it. You don't even have to be that good to make it. They have an elite goal scorer. They have what could be a good defensive pair and what also could be a good goalie.
I think it's a buying opportunity. That's a long, just to make the playoffs. You're right. Everybody makes the playoffs.
Everybody makes the playoffs. Not that hard. Look at some of the crap teams that make it.
Except the Bruins last year. But yeah, I
think we need to maybe get in on this plus 325.
I think it's a buying opportunity.
That's huge juice. All right,
I like this.
Well,
good.
Even with how bad they were last year, there's like, what, 4 or 5 weeks left in the season, they were still in it?
They really weren't out of it until they really like bottomed out.
Mm.
Even when they were playing poorly.
Remember briefly after they traded Marchand, we're like, are they better without Marchand? Remember that?
They literally,
it was
like two games.
Playoff hopes died.
Yeah, it didn't work out. It wasn't our strongest take, but yeah.
Yeah, but to Nick's point, they fired their coach, then later traded their captain and every other player on the team.
Anything that wasn't nailed down.
And they were like, a couple points out. So, like, if Swayman has a halfway decent year.
Buying opportunity.
It might be. We've just talked ourselves into
We're buying.
Yeah.
Stanley Cup.
Yeah. This is loneliness, and loneliness is cleanliness,
and cleanliness is godliness, and God is grab bag.
Just like me.
Little tail on there.
Yeah.
Little tail on there.
Yeah,
all right, from the Bruins to the Celtics, we have some Jaylen Brown audio from a, was this a recent podcast that he was on, I believe? Where was Jaylen Brown for this? He was on the
radio.
Radio.
Podcast.
Sure.
Some audio medium.
He was out there in the world using his mouth to speak.
Yes,
and this
is
what he said.
Is there any chance?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, D.
Ever. This rules. This rules. I gotta play by the rules too.
Okay.
Is there any chance that we see you in a hometown uniform?
You never know.
Okay.
What's the rules? What rules you gotta play by?
I mean, I work down there, so I have to, you know. I don't need nobody calling me like, what you doing?
Tampering.
Yeah, right. I ain't doing that. Just you know, I would love to see you play for the hometown.
Nah, I feel you. Nah, I think my grandma would too.
Your grandma been talking to you about it?
Yeah.
Look,
that's the biggest pressure there is.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, but you never know. We'll see.
So, hometown team being the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah.
He's from just outside of Atlanta.
Isn't that tampering?
Yeah, well, no, I guess it's not tampering, right? Because those are the guys that he was doing the interview with aren't with the Hawks or anything. But will he play for the Hawks? I know some people view that as like, oh, my God, like he's not going to be here. I don't mind that talk. He's been in trade talks pretty much his entire career, and you can count on one hand great players that play for one team.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean he's one of the Hawks next year. It just means like by the end of his career, he's playing for the Hawks, maybe.
Yeah.
Paul Pierce played for like four teams after the Celtics.
So fair. And if he was going to leave, I'd be more fearful of other organizations than the Atlanta Hawks, personally. But what I would do is I would lump that in with everything else this offseason, where it's like, doesn't feel like they're trying. They're more worried about saving money. And maybe if you want to read into it, he's just a little miffed at why they're not trying in a year without taking. Like, if I were him, this is how I would handle it.
Okay.
I'd look at it and be like, why aren't we trying to maximize and go as far as we can this year? I'm a good player.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a franchise player. I can take this team on a run. Why are we punting on the year and worried about our bottom line? And we're not even going to try until Jason Tatum comes back. So maybe I will look around at other teams like Atlanta or wherever else. I just lump it in with the whole direction for this year, which is just really underwhelming. I've been reading daily. Forsberg is doing a series over at NBC Sports Boston, which is like questions going into training camp.
Oh, yeah, they got a few.
You read some of the questions and you're like, it's this dog crap player versus that dog crap player. And you're like, man, I'm starting to think they're going to be worse than what I was expecting them to be.
Still playoffs, though, right?
Oh, playoffs, yeah.
Be.
But I've been saying top four seed pretty consistently. I'm starting to get a little shaken of that.
Could the Bruins
dissuaded
have
from that?
Five or six.
Seven or eight.
Could the Bruins have a better season than the Celtics?
No. Yeah, okay. Not that.
It's not going crazy.
I mean, I'm buying
yeah.
on a playoff appearance, but not better than that, no.
It's Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe.
All right, how about this? Red Sox are off today after a loss yesterday. Peyton Tolley didn't really have it.
No.
And Rawls Chapman did give up a run for the first time in a dog's age.
Couple of hits.
Which is a good thing, everybody. He'll be locked in now for the playoffs. You don't have to worry about it falling apart in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's the Michael Gee theory.
That's what we heard.
With the Rich Keefe corollary to it, yes.
So no game for the Sox. Open up a three-game series with the Yankees starting tomorrow, a game that is only on Apple. So listen to it right here on WEEI or the Odyssey app. Rob Bradford, who joined us earlier in the show, tweeted out not too long ago, Craig Breslow will prioritize finding a general manager early this coming offseason, has gone without one in his first two seasons.
Okay. So first of all, Bradford, thanks
also,
for the info.
He is the contract extension officer.
See, now this
so this is what he needs. Get a guy that comes in here and just specializes on trade deadlines. He could be a two-headed monster there in the front office.
Bradfo does everything else. Breslow, rather, does everything else.
Let Bradfo do
and
it.
Then the new GM comes in and negotiates at the trade deadline. I like that idea. Because the way Bradfo tweeted it, and we'd ask him if he shared this information with us when he was on earlier. But
he's saving it for that tweet.
The way he tweeted it makes it sound like they're going to bring in someone from outside the organization, right? They're going to prioritize finding a GM early this coming offseason. That doesn't sound like they're internally promoting someone. That sounds like it's a search.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. How about a nice, greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty
grab bag?
He only needed 64 pitches. They got him on a bit of a pitch count now for the rest of the season. But Pittsburgh Pirates ace Paul Skeens flew past the 200K mark. So even though they're out of it, their team stinks. He's over 200 Ks. He is an overwhelming favorite to win the NL Cy Young.
That used to, I mean, I remember when we were kids, Keith, 300 Ks was the number. Now 200.
Chris Sale did it here.
Yeah, well. Did you do 300? Did you get the three? Wow. So there you go. So not even when we were kids.
Farrell blew his arm out trying to get him to 300 saves. Sorry, 300 Ks.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. Now 200, really very few guys even reach 200 these days.
Right.
But good for Skeens getting there. Nice.
Yeah, not bad.
Grab bag.
The Primetime Emmy Awards are this Sunday. Comedian Nate Bargatze is going to be hosting the show.
Ooh, my wife is a fan.
And we got some odds. We got some odds for this. Severance is the favorite for outstanding drama, minus 250. The Pit is second. Everything else is considered a long shot.
Wow, so those are the top,
top two shows.
Duking it out.
I didn't love The Pit. I thought The Pit was fine.
Yeah. So you're voting Severance.
Oh,
there.
My God. Yeah, I'm voting Severance.
Is minus 250? I don't follow these award show odds very much. Is that like pretty heavy or do you see like stronger odds?
Oh, you see stronger.
For
so, okay. For example, Noah Wiley from The Pit is minus 500 to win Outstanding Drama Actor.
Wow.
Kathy Bates from Matlock.
Oh.
They dusted off Matlock. She's minus 400 for drama actress. Carrie Coon. Minus 120 to win drama supporting actress from The White Lotus. I'm a big Carrie Coon fan. Mm. Outstanding comedy series at minus 2,000 is The Studio.
Wow.
Which I did
you
not
care
for.
You didn't even like it.
I didn't like it at all.
Okay, but to answer my own question, minus 2,000. So the odds go way stronger on these. Okay?
Oh, so some of these are crazy.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen, minus 2,000 to win comedy actor. Gene Smart, minus 1,500 for comedy actress. So, yeah, there are some that are just kind of overwhelming. But
okay.
I don't know. There you go. I'll probably... Oh yeah, I'll be honest. Probably not going to watch much. I'll look up the results.
Okay.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You be in paradise and put up a
grab bag.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
No? Well, what did the Giants do yesterday? They didn't play.
Yeah, they did.
They lost.
Oh, they lost.
Yeah.
Wait, where did they play? Oh, they lost to the Snakes.
They played a day game.
They played the Snakes.
Dayball.
My bad. Dayball. Yeah. Rafael Devers, 1-for-3, did drive in 2, had a double, but they lost because they're getting oh so close to a playoff spot.
The Mets also lost to the Phillies yesterday, so the Giants are still only 2 games out.
They are tied with the Reds. The Reds have won back-to-back games, so the NL wild card spot, you have the Cubs way out in front, then the Padres for the wild cards. I mean, Mets are third, but only, like you said, 2 up on the Giants and Reds. Snakes still kind of hanging around ish at 3.5. I don't know if you'd say that or not, but there.
One ring to rule them all. One ring to find them. One ring to bring them all. And in the darkness, rob back.
That was a dramatic one.
Yeah, it was slow build.
All right, let's find out who the best baseball performer was from Wednesday, September 10th. Jones, was it Jake Berger? 2 for 3, 2 home runs, 3 RBI, 3 runs scored. Was
Maybe.
It Mookie Betts? I haven't heard his name in a
Possibly?
While.
Possibly?
4 for 5, home run, 5 RBI.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Was it Max Kepler? 3 for 4, home run, 5 RBI. Mm-hmm. Was it Juan Soto? 3 for 5, home run, 2 runs scored, and a steal.
I like that.
Was it Blake Snell? 6 scoreless with 11 Ks.
Ooh, nice.
Or was it Nick Pavetta with 7 scoreless?
7!
8 Ks.
Let's go Mookie.
Mookie Betts, congrats.
Yeah, let's do it. You're right. We haven't said his name much.
No, we have not.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. We got a bit of a journeyman who spent most of his time with the Chicago White Sox, but also pitched for the Mariners, Orioles, Dodgers, Twins, Rangers, and Mets.
Wow.
Was a one-time All-Star, was runner-up in for the Rookie of the Year in separate years. Those accolades both with the White Sox.
Wait, he was the runner-up for Rookie of the Year 2 different years?
No, no, no. I mean, like, he was an All-Star in one year.
I
he was not an All-Star his rookie year.
Got it. That makes more sense.
I was like, how does that work?
Yeah. Play it back. I said it right. No, I said it real smart.
Me and Nick were looking at each other confused. I don't think we were fully listening. Yeah,
would be the first time you guys did that.
Got it.
He's a right-handed pitcher. He broke into the majors in 95, although his full rookie season was 96. His last pitch was 2005.
Okay.
Had a career ERA of 5.
Oh, no.
But was a 2000 All-Star with the Chicago White Sox.
Okay. It's not that we've guessed Freddie Garcia before. It's not Freddie Garcia.
No.
He was with the White Sox. He started with the Mariners. All right, made an All-Star team with the White Sox.
Yep.
Runner-up for Rookie of the Year with the White Sox.
Yep.
Pitched a number of other places.
He did.
Always a starter?
Guessing he was a starter, yeah.
I think he might have always been a starter.
Okay, you know, late in his career, maybe he bounced around, but you'd think of him as a starter. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. A 5 ERA.
5 ERA. Yeah,
that 200. Means he was on like 7 teams from the 01 to 05.
Yeah. Well,
he bounced around a bit after that 2000 All-Star season with the White Sox. But yeah, he had 79 wins, 74 losses, a 5.01 ERA.
He pitched for the Yankees, you said?
He did not.
No,
Mets.
That was not a Yankee
Mets.
Team. Sorry.
266 games, 202 starts.
So I was going to say, we've had Esteban Loaiza.
It is not, so not but him. Doesn't mean it can't be, but it is not Esteban Loaiza today. He did make $13.1 million.
That's low.
Real low. What happened?
Yeah, I don't know.
An All-Star, for God's sakes.
More than Desi Relaford, but it's less than some other names we've
had. That's true. Yep.
Anything back there, guys? Anything? I'm
going to
cheat and look.
Does not have it. Nobody has it unless it's scrolled past. They might have already been.
So Twitch chat is guessing Roberto Hernandez. It's not Roberto Hernandez.
No, it's not.
Oh, I guess Esteban Loaiza and Freddie Garcia. It's not either of those. Jason Bray?
No, it's not him either.
Nobody's got it?
No. Oh, there it is. Oh, now it's coming in.
James Baldwin.
He got it.
I remember him.
James Baldwin. Yeah. He was definitely a major league pitcher.
$13 million, huh?
$13 million. Led the league in losses in 97.
I bet he's on Cameo. If he only made $13 million in his career, I bet he's on.
Could be.
You could get him on Cameo for a deal.
Yeah.
Maybe a future draft.
Led the league in wild pitches 1 year.
Oh, nice.
Sort of a wild man.
Yeah, that's good.
But also an All-Star.
Good stuff. Doesn't always know where it's going. That year he did.
His All-Star season, he had a 4.65 ERA.
What in the world? So was that? So the White Sox just needed an All-Star, or were the rest of the numbers?
That could be.
Maybe the first half numbers were good.
Did they have another All-Star?
They announced All-Stars the midpoint of the year. Maybe he had a bad second half. Maybe he was on fire in that first half. Wild pitches start piling up. The ERA spikes. That's
no, they had other All-Stars.
Oh boy,
they had 2 other All-Stars. Frank Thomas was 2nd in the MVP that year, but was not an All-Star.
What is happening? Going to need a 30 for 30 on that team. So James Baldwin, the random ball player of the day, each and every day in the grab bag. We have gone ice cold as a show, boys. We got to pick that
up. Figure it out. Tomorrow's another day.
In the words of the great Hogdale, let's go, boys.
Let's go, boys.
Let's get to the clip du jour and check in with WEEI Afternoons next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on W-E-E-I.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, W-E-E-I. Jones, it is time for our clip du jour. Are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, we found out something about Jones. Jones is known to have questionable takes at best. Today, we may have found the most questionable.
The hottest.
And if you have your choice, what seat do you go for?
Window. Yeah. I used to be an aisle guy, but then I when people are like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom three times on a 2-hour flight. You're like, what?
I don't mind middle. I don't mind middle.
This explains a lot, by the way.
You're middle, but you're not. Let's say you're with two strangers. You're not with like
oh,
your
I'm
wife
not with
and
my
kid.
Family.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Middle with two strangers is an outrageous
probably
take.
More window, but like with my family, I always fly in the middle seat. Doesn't bother
Dibs
me one
middle.
Bit. Yeah. Doesn't bother me one bit.
That is a psycho move.
Yeah, kid always takes the window. The cat always seat. Takes the aisle. I get middle seat every time I fly with my whole family. Every single time. Doesn't bother me one bit.
I think I've only flown once when we had just the one seat.
Sick, bro.
In my life, I've been up one time.
The old tin can in the sky. I think
Kid sat in the middle because it was easier to contain her. It was less likely for her to be like.
Well, you didn't fly with both kids?
Well, it was in before we had the second one.
Oh, before you did. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So the one it might have been in the belly of the mother, but it was the one active kid at the time.
Sick, bro.
But it was like
bro.
They might. You know, because they're talking to everybody on the plane. They're like talking to this person. They want to get this person's attention and everything else. So if you were like. Put the kid in the middle, it's more likely to sort of stay focused on us and not everybody else. That's how we did it. So I think she just rode in the middle seat.
Yeah, I like both armrests. But you do have, you have armrests on all sides, but I feel like you get a little more
you can
leeway.
Have double especially if you have your kid in the middle, you could have double armrests. No
little
problem
more,
on the
yeah,
side.
He fights me, though. I'll get a little more leeway when you're the middle one. There's some sympathy there. You Hart, your kids are older.
Yes.
But when they were young, what would you do? When you flew with four, what would you do? Like one parent with one with the other? How'd you do that?
No, we're usually, I feel like it's always three and one, and I'm always the one.
You're
I feel like my wife's always with the
that
kids,
makes sense.
And
you're
I'm
like,
either across the aisle
like,
or the next
row back. You deal with
back.
The kids, I'm going to go take a nap over here.
No,
one
I don't
of those.
Even,
yeah.
I don't think I booked it, so I don't think it was my doing.
You
it
showed
was,
up, they hand you a ticket,
yeah.
you're in row 20C. You're like, all right, great.
But yeah, when you
I'll see when we land.
Middle row? Because also in the middle of strangers.
It's really not that bad. It's
unless
so
you're
it's
an
so wildly. People, you guys overrate how bad the middle seat is
it
way
sucks.
More.
No. It's way, awful.
Way,
with two people you don't know?
Way overrated.
Chances are in this world you're getting a whack job on one side or the
other. The thing is,
talks too much, touches you, something.
Yeah. It is true. Because then, like, the knees and the elbows are getting in the way.
The thing is, none of it's comfortable, though. People are like, oh, when you're on the window, it's much more comfortable. It's like, not really.
So, yes, it is. So,
a little bit.
Window, you can really lean forward.
Yes. I disagree.
Aisle,
it's all,
you can stick your
it's
leg
all weird
out.
Angles and stuff over there.
It is.
No, I mean,
you can lean.
Try sticking your leg out, falling asleep, and then they run it over with the cart, like,
well,
or somebody walks by. Like,
oh,
it's actually
yeah.
not that
keep
much.
Your head
space.
On a swivel.
Yeah.
You do. I got one of the Super Bowls. I got whacked with the beverage cart.
That's what I'm saying.
So tired, fell asleep. My head was, and she just hit the back.
You know when that doesn't happen? Middle seat.
That's yeah, it true. Also doesn't happen on the window seat.
No, but
window seat, you're probably the best off. Middle's also bad
to go
because
to the bathroom. It's a little chilly. But I'm saying, like, window seat, it's a little colder over there.
If the window person has to go to the bathroom, you still have to stand up in the middle, but you don't get any of the benefit of the. Yeah. So yeah, it's just a mess.
And I'm like a psycho. I always make sure I go to the bathroom before the plane leaves, so I feel like I'm pretty set.
Going on the plane?
No. Before you leave.
Hey guys, they sneak in here real quick.
Let me tell you, we're in our 40s now. I can't even hold it a whole flight unless we're flying to like New York. I can't hold it a whole flight.
Camel. I'll just sit there.
Me too.
I'll raw dog the flight.
I'm peeing like three times a flight.
Yeah,
these days.
I'll be bouncing for a while before I get up. Yeah, no. And you don't get this the middle armrest thing though, unless you're an a hole. You're not getting both.
No, I'm saying.
What are you like? Just
two strangers.
Two strangers. I'm taking it. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Tough guy over there. Alpha male.
His elbows like John Bones Jones with his elbows.
Yeah. If somebody else leans their elbow in, people are leaning away. They don't want my elbows anywhere near them.
You're on a flight with Ted Johnson, Jermaine Wiggins. You're taking both elbow rests. I don't think so.
I'd win both. I would.
They would take the middle seat and tell you to get the hell out.
Jones has those bony elbows. You can kind of
get right in there.
All right.
Flap those wings. What's coming up on the program today?
So a lot of Patriots talk. I know you guys touched on this. Josh McDaniels, I thought some interesting comments there. We'll be doing some starting and stopping of his audio. Certainly the part about Drake May's the right guy.
Mm.
As you like to say, you sure about that?
Yeah, sure about that? That's why.
Not too much on his plate. Well, you sure about that?
Oh, I know. It looks like that clip a lot.
So there's a lot there. Adam Schefter, he got bumped yesterday because the Red Sox, 3:15 today. Excuse me, we'll talk to him. And then 4:30.
Does he know anything about Gonzalez?
That's a good question. Yeah. He won't, but that's a good question.
No, I know, but like, good Lord.
It is very weird. And I can't embrace the contract thing.
Me neither.
Why?
I don't want to.
You can't have a contract.
Yeah, but you can start negotiating.
Yeah, but like, but you can't solve it with being like, all right,
yeah, but they
here's
could,
your new deal.
But they might be miles apart.
Like, okay. Again, they're also years apart. So
okay,
like,
well, they're not years apart. When can he be offered a new deal?
After the season.
End of this season.
So there's like a full year. And in contract negotiations, that's forever.
That's like 6 months.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, that offer I might have had on the table, if you don't play, it's off the table.
Yeah, well, what if
you're bum?
What if they're already miles?
Jeez, that took a turn.
What if they're miles and miles apart?
How could they be miles and miles apart? Like that far apart, this far from an actual contract?
How could the Patriots be miles and miles apart on
just
a contract
lie,
negotiation?
Just pretend.
I have
that's
no
what
idea.
I said. Yeah, would you just be like, partner, yeah, this is all looking good? Like looking at this guy, but he better go.
You didn't even have to talk numbers. They go, Sauce Gardner, you go, maybe.
Maybe that's a smart thing to do. Have the Patriots acted like a smart organization recently?
So you think this is a smart play by a player? He's not eligible for a contract.
Look,
he's going to bitch so much about his contract
maybe,
he doesn't play.
Or maybe you just answered the question. Maybe his agents and him are just asking for way too much, and the Patriots are like, we'll give you what Sauce Gardner wants, but if you want more, you're nuts. I mean, it could be that. I don't
Plus,
know why you would buy
him,
into that.
Because you can't have it. Like, the time doesn't work. Like, to act, I mean, so you're basically saying this is a hold-in.
Yeah, because it's like an NBA player being like, give me the Supermax. Like, you don't qualify for
right.
the Supermax. We can't
well,
give that to you.
I'm not playing it until you get to me.
Well, then you'll
you're
never get it.
Eligible for it.
Yeah, but this one, he can start asking for stuff. They can't offer it yet, but they can start negotiating. They're not going to wake up the day the league year ends and go, oh, let's start negotiating with Gonzalez. That'd be stupid.
Yeah,
but players sitting out, it doesn't really work.
No.
They've tried it.
$188 million.
Yeah, but he didn't miss any games.
It might not work out for the players, but
he was already established as a great player.
If this is in any way contract related, I think he has the worst agent in the history of agents.
He might.
Like, you're creating a fight before it needs to happen.
Yeah.
Right? And why would you do it now? I'd wait for the market to go up. The cap's going up. The market could go up. Wait for, I don't even know who could get contracts.
If he had a really good year and then sat out all the camp next year, I'd be like, I get it.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I get it. But this year, I don't.
The timing is just wrong, especially for a guy who already missed a full season, essentially.
You're just leaving out the head coach bringing up his contract before he was even hurt.
Weird.
Yeah.
Agree, that's weird.
That was for sure strange.
But it doesn't take me to the next logical step. Is this, he may just not like Gonzalez. Like, that would be my reaction to that. Maybe he just doesn't like him. Maybe he got a bad vibe from him, his work ethic, his attitude, his energy, things he's bringing to the environment.
I like he's willing to go there, but not to a holdout.
Because the money doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense, but we can agree to disagree.
He could just be a dink, and he's like, yeah, this guy's kind of a dink. I got to teach him to not be a dink.
Yeah, I mean.
That could be the interpretation.
Vrabel doesn't sound thrilled.
Can that happen?
Teach somebody to not be a dink?
Yeah.
Sure. Can teach him.
I think it's either in you or it's not.
Excuse me?
Well, I'll leave you on that.
Yeah, let's clip that. All right, you got WEEI Afternoons with Hart and Fitzy and Ted and Schefter coming your way momentarily. Stay tuned. We got a busy Patriots Friday for you. We're going to talk to Milt the Stilt, Milt Williams tomorrow. We got a Top 5 Friday. Friday 4-pack week in review and Keefe's Keys.
Ooh,
Patriots and Dolphins.
Stay
tuned for that tomorrow at 10 on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising.
But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.